Hello everybody and welcome back to my channel. I am your host Darren James. I'm glad to be here with all you guys here today. If you're new here, just a quick reminder to please like, subscribe and comment to my channel as it helps a bunch with the YouTube algorithm, especially for a newbie such as myself. And with that being said, let's get on with today's episode, shall we? Okay, so I came across this story yesterday and I found it quite interesting because this person here is a lover of films such as myself. And whenever I hear someone has broken Guinness Book of Records, I'm always a little bit sceptical because I hear that quite often, but I never see it reported or anything like that. And usually, when someone's attempted to break a Guinness Book of Record, it's usually something dumb. At least as of late, that's been the case. Like, there was one story about a guy who decided to stay awake for like 3 days or whatever it was to like, find out the effects it has on the mind and the body itself on the person who's, you know, who decides to stay awake. There was other stuff that put themselves in danger and whatnot just to see if they could make a record. Which again, in my opinion, is very stupid. But when I came across this story, I was immediately hooked to the story, but just because of the guy himself, which is this person in the photo, Zach Swoop, if you're going to have the name right, and the motivation behind wanting to break a Guinness Book of Records, or maybe not even trying to break a Guinness Book of Records itself, but more or less what he's trying to do for charity. So let's get on with the actual story. So Zach is from Pennsylvania, and he undertook the impressive challenge in a bid to raise awareness, for autism and suicide prevention. He decided to stick to shorter titles to maximise how many he could actually watch. So this is basically him, for the number of movies he's watched in 1 year, basically. That's the gist of the story. And I found that quite impressive because I've often thought about, you know, if I watch one movie, how about I go back the next same day and rewatch another movie, or, you know, the same movie again but at a different time. You know, I thought about doing that with the Barbie Oppenheimer thing, but it's like, I don't really have an interest in seeing Barbie, so, you know, I'll just stick to one. Especially with Oppenheimer being like a 3-hour film as well. Like, no, I'm good. But I do love going to the cinema. That's been one of my biggest passions for like many years. It's never been better than going to the cinema, in my opinion. And I admire his efforts in raising awareness for autism and also suicide prevention. I think that's an incredible opportunity that he's presented himself with, and a challenge as well, and nonetheless. And like how it says here as well, like, in all fairness, watching the extended edition of Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, might limit your chances somewhat when it comes to the sheer length of the film. And in all fairness, like, the Lord of the Rings films are ridiculously long. I tried to watch one, the first one actually, back in, well, sometime earlier this year, January, February. Because I had nothing to do, I was waiting for my new computer desk to arrive at the time. So I was like, okay, well, I'll wait in. I'm the only one in the house, so I'll watch a film for an hour. Well, for a couple hours to kill time. And I've seen the Lord of the Rings films before, but I couldn't remember much about them, so I wanted to like try and refresh my memory. And yeah, I didn't actually end up finishing it. But I will probably get around to it one day. I say that quite a lot, but I don't always do it. It is what it is. But you know, Zach, who's 32 years old, describes himself as a lover of films. And he began the impressive feat on the 5th of July, 2022 rather, with a screening of Minions, The Rise of Gru. He said, like, the reason behind him wanting to do this: I am a suicide survivor, and I have lost people I care about to suicide. So it gives you an idea as to why he cares so much about these two, not only autism, but also suicide prevention itself. He said, This was an amazing journey that I dedicated a year of my life to, and it was all for a good cause. Sapp would visit the cinema and watch up to 3 movies a day during the week, and also he worked part time as well earlier in the day. So that's quite impressive, that is. Like, not only is he spending time during the week, like watching like 3 movies a day in the cinema nonetheless, he's also working full time as well, like in that day, same day, but early in that day. And I think that's incredible. Like, you know, he's dedicating both a year of his life to this course, but also at the same time, like, he's got a full time job he's got to hang on to as well, which can't be easy because that's always a stressful, you know, a full time job is always quite stressful for the most part. But, like, fair play to the guy. I couldn't imagine doing that. 3 movies, like, I would love to. You know, don't get me wrong, I love the cinema. And 3 movies a day during the week, that's quite impressive. It makes me feel like I've been lacking in terms of my movie screenings. Like, maybe I should do something like that, like a marathon or something. But it would have to be the right sort of movies, the right sort of length for the movies as well. And yeah, just that sort of thing, like the right time as well, because I'm interested in doing marathons for movies. Like, it just depends on the movie, the length, the time, but at the same time, I'm not someone who likes to spend too much money the same day, if that makes sense. But fair play to the guy who for doing this. You know, I can't imagine doing this. I can't imagine the stressful, like, not the stressfulness, but like the impressive load it had on him trying to watch these movies and also keeping up with a full-time job, you know. I was also doing like weekends where like there was full-on movie marathons so you could clock up the count for the record. It's an impressive way of spending your time. And I'm not saying more people should be doing stuff like this, but I like people who are doing, you know, good things, such as raising money for charity, or, you know, trying to bring Guinness Book a record or whatever, for the right reasons, not just for, like, some stupid experiment or whatever it may be. But recently, back in July, he did finish an impressive feat, or feature, whatever you would call it, back in July of 2023, with Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. But here's the interesting part. How many movies did Zach actually need to watch in order to claim the world record? Which is answered here by 777, to be exact. But this is where it gets more interesting. The rules that he actually set for himself when he's watching these movies. Each movie had to be watched in its entirety. Entry, I don't know how you say the word. Also had to be watched independently of any other activity. That meant you couldn't be checking this film while the film was playing, which makes sense because if you're in the cinema, you should be on your phone anyway. Although I have done that. I will raise my hand on guiltiness. I have done that. But mostly, like, I've done it in a way where, like, it won't distract anyone. Like, my brightness is turned down. The phones are in my pocket or my bag, so I'm not really distracting anyone around me. Like, and I would usually do it if no one else is around me as well. But it's only if the film is boring me, sort of thing. Which, you know, can't be helped, but at the same time, that's when sort of my mind goes to, like, okay, I'm distracted now, I'm not enjoying this film. I got a certain amount of certain amount of time left on this film. And I don't know what to do. I don't want to walk out, because then I feel like I ain't got my money's worth. Even though I'm not really getting my money's worth, I'm not really enjoying the film. So, yeah. But for the most part, if I did have my phone out, it'd be just a quick check of the time, and that's it. Put it back in my bag or my pocket, and be done with it. But I admire Zach for not wanting to go on this film during the movies. That's, yeah. He also could not eat or drink during the screenings, and enlisted cinema employees to make sure that he was actually following the rules. That's interesting, because some people have to debate on whether or not if you're eating or drinking during a movie, whether it be at home or in the cinema, you're not actually paying attention to the movie itself, which in a way makes sense, but like, at the same time, if you're hungry or you need a drink, you gotta do what you gotta do, at least in my opinion. And there's something better than eating popcorn or taking a nice cold drink with you to the cinema, or buying a cold drink at the cinema. You know, like, recently in the UK, we've been going through like a heat wave, although today it's mostly like cooled down a bit. And yesterday I went to go see The Nun 2, which is not worth it, just don't. And, you know, the day before I was trying to pick up movies to see, there wasn't really good options. And I thought, okay, well, I'll go see The Nun 2, whatever. But for the most part, like, in my mind, I was thinking, a nice cold drink, that would be lush. Even though I got stuff in the fridge, that's cold, but I was like, I want to leave the house for a bit, I want to get out, you know, last day of this magnificent heat wave that we've got going on. So I thought, okay, I'll go to the cinema. Like, fine, I'll watch The Nun 2. But in my mind, I was thinking, I was thinking about the drink itself, nice cold Coke with ice. That's what I was thinking of the most. I wasn't thinking about the film, I was thinking about that. So, that goes to show you what I'm like sometimes. Continue on with the story. The rules did not stipulate that it had to be a different film every single time. So basically, he could go watch Indiana Jones more every single time he went back to the cinema if he wanted to. It didn't have to be a different film every single time he went. So as long as Sacked was paying attention, he could watch the same film several times and would still count. There was one movie which was a clear favourite over the year, which he watched 47 times. And that was Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, which you can see up here. I forgot where I was now. Okay, here we are. The previous record was 715, set by another man, by Vincent Corhon, in 2018, though Sack passed this when he watched Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which you can see up here. And that's kind of cool though, like, he even got like a award sort of thing from Regal Cinema, breaking the world's record with his name, 716, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, June 1st, 2023. I can't remember what I said, but never mind. And that's cool. That's something to really be proud of, in my opinion. Also, you know, for anyone who might be interested, there is a suicide hotline right here for those in America. So obviously, like, if you feel like you need someone to talk to, regardless of what it is, you know, that's the number right there. So please, if you feel like you need someone to talk to, then obviously do that. But otherwise, I found this quite cool, like, how he managed to do this. And I like how he says, yeah, like, who knows, maybe I'll go back and try and break my own record sometime. I've never heard anyone trying to do that before. And I like that. And I like how he got awarded for that as well. That's kind of cool. And he seems like a stand-up bloke, the type of bloke that I would rather go see a movie with. You know, someone who's passionate about the cinema as much as I am. You know, I'm really, not annoying, but like, when it comes to cinema for me, I like peace and quiet, which everyone likes. I hate when people talk. I hate when people are being like noxious. I hate when people are just like being annoying for the sake of being annoying for the most part. So I'm very strict when it comes to cinema. Like, I don't want you to talk to me. I don't want you to whisper to me. I want to watch the film. That's it. I don't want to hear anyone else. I don't want to see anyone else. I just want to see what's in front of me, which is this big, beautiful, giant screen. And that's what I'm like. Even if I'm going to the cinema with somebody else, like, I don't like people whispering to me. I don't like people trying to talk to me or tell me about this certain scene. Like, oh, that was cool, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I don't care. Like, I know it's cool. I just seen it for myself. But like, that's what I'm like when it comes to the movies. Like, I take it very seriously, which is weird because I don't take much things in life seriously. So the fact that I take, you know, the movie industry itself seriously, you know, it goes to show you my priorities in life for the most part. But you know, fair play to Sack. I'm glad he managed to do what he managed to do, and I'm glad that he managed to break a record for the right reasons. And he can be proud of himself. He can give himself like a pat on the back for that achievement, And no one could take that away from him as well, regardless of what people might say, you know, oh, you should get yourself a life, or you should be more dedicated to this, blah, blah, blah. Like, screw them. You did a massive achievement, and you did it for the right reasons, and you're hopefully making a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you're making a course, if that's the right words. But you're doing something out of the kindness of your own heart, and you're doing it for the right reasons, which nobody can take away from you, regardless of what anybody might say. And I think it's really cool that he did that. I know I've said that a lot, but I just think that's true. It is really cool that he managed to do that. Like, we're always trying to be better in life as people. Like, yeah, we're not bad, we're not too bad, but we can make improvements in some sort of ways. And I always love it when I find an individual who's inspiring and can make me feel like, okay, like, I'm not a bad person by any means whatsoever, but, like, you know, kind of takes you to a whole new perspective on life and the bigger picture on life and the priorities that you should set for yourself in life, you know what I mean, and the other things that you could be doing to make other people's lives a little bit better, sort of thing, if possible. But with that being said, thank you all for listening to this episode, and until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys soon. Bye bye.